It is 6:24 currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM, as this is Coach's Corner live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. We just spoke with DSU head volleyball coach Amy Veenhoff a couple minutes ago with absolutely the best quote out of the entire year. We'll get that up for you. If you missed out, we'll have the entire interview on our website at AmazingMadison.com coming up here a little bit later tonight through the Coach's Corner page and also online through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com. Now we're going to take a brief look here at some of the matchups here in high school football. State championships getting started here tomorrow, bright and early from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. One game that we're going to be covering will be the first game of the state championships. That'll be the number one versus the number two in 9B. That'll be Sully Buttes taking on Coleman Egan. And Coleman Egan, a team that has been streaky all season long, certainly will be a good matchup to start off on your state championship football weekend. Madison Bulldogs won't be playing until Saturday, but we'll talk about that coming up here a little bit later. Taking a look at Coleman Egan, how their road to the Dome has gone so far last week. How about we start all the way from the beginning? Their first game, an ugly win over Northwestern. It was 52-6, but I feel like it could have been a lot more in the favor of Coleman Egan if penalties were not in their way. A lot of penalties in that contest, a lot of miscommunication as well on that offensive unit that led to an entire game being played Coleman Egan over Northwestern in their opening round match, 52-6 to open up the 9B playoffs. Then 2 weeks ago, Coleman Egan defeated Faulkton area 30-14, kind of a similar situation. Faulkton area was providing a little more pressure on that line of scrimmage with eight men coming up into the area of the line of scrimmage, which only allowed a 30-14 victory. Again, some penalty issues and also miscommunication and between the offense and also the offense on the field and also the coaching staff on the sidelines only allowed a 30-14 victory over Faulkton area for the Coleman Egan Hawks. And then last week, everything just seemed to kind of come together. Coleman Egan came out with a win over Castlewood with a score of 54-13. Offense was moving the football. They were staying really consistent. Great play from the offensive line. Castlewood unable to hang around for much long. They did take a brief 7-6 lead, did Castlewood, but after that, it was just all Coleman Egan throughout the rest of the first half, into the second half as well. Coleman Egan with that win to get into the state championship for the second time this season, and also some rarefied air if you check it out, our preview story on AmazingMadison.com. Coleman Egan looking to become the fourth team to ever win a state championship in nine-man, switching from one class to another in a back-to-back years. While on the other side of the field, Sully Buttes has been nothing but dominant here in this postseason, only giving up 20 points in three games. Those 20 points coming up against the 9B champions from last year in the Cologne Cowboys, and a 36-20 victory for Sully Buttes at their home field last week as well. But to start off the postseason, Sully Buttes getting a 50-0 halftime victory over Hitchcock Tulare, who was an at-large team. Sully Buttes being ranked to number two all season long, only behind Coleman Egan. Sully Buttes getting the win in the opening round. Then the week after, it was Sully Buttes defeating Burke South Central, a number one seed against a number eight seed. Well, that's usually how it happens. It was 56-0 Sully Buttes over Burke South Central. Then again, last week, a bit of a more contest as well, a little bit more of a shootout start towards that contest. Speaking with their head football coach earlier this week, Sully Buttes, and also Colombe, starting on the first three drives of the game, went right down the field and just started shooting them up and thought it was going to be an even greater game. But in the second half, Sully Buttes was able to gain the advantage with defense and also come out with that win 36-20, as that'll certainly be a good matchup for tomorrow morning. That'll be a 10:30 a.m. kickoff. That'll be over on our sister station. It'll be Jammin' Country 103. Coleman Egan taking on Sully Buttes from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about, we'll probably say about 10:15 tomorrow morning as well. Really quick before our next guests come on, the Madison Bulldogs take on Dakota Valley. That'll be a great matchup as well. Both teams undefeated this season, although Dakota Valley in the same conference as Madison hadn't had to play the Bulldogs this season. Certainly shows why they're here in the state championship game. That game will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. as well as the final two games of the state championships. You can stay up to date with the latest scores and schedules on our website at AmazingMadison.com. But Madison getting a couple wins, getting themselves into the championship for the fifth straight year. They defeated T-Area in the opening round 43-0 and defeated Milbank 40-7 last week at Trojan Field in Madison. While on the other side of the bracket, Dakota Valley defeated Pine Ridge 58-0 and also defeated St. Thomas More 34-11 last week at home as well. That'll be a 1 p.m. kickoff from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. It'll be the number one versus the number two. Madison looking for their third straight championship in 11A in their fifth straight appearance at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. 1 p.m. kickoff from the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. We'll have that game for you right here on Dakota's Best AM 1390 with the audio stream on our website at AmazingMadison.com. That was a look at the state football championship schedule for our area teams. Coming up next, we got a couple of guests coming in studio. We're going to be speaking with head football coach for Dakota State University. That'll be Josh Anderson, along with a couple of players, Mitchell Galloway and also Ryan Dozier will be joining us in studio. We'll talk a little Trojan football and also get their NFL Week 10 picks. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Trojan football. It is 6:30 on Dakota's Best AM 1390 and also online at AmazingMadison.com. This is Coach's Corner.